This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. There's a memorial service for local philanthropist Jim Calloway on Saturday. Among his many contributions, Calloway gave generously to Habitat for Humanity for the Roaring Fork Valley. Aspen Public Radio's Wyatt Orms spoke with the nonprofit's president, Scott Gilbert, about Calloway's legacy.
When did you first meet Jim Calloway?
I met Jim at a luncheon about almost 15 years ago, and we got off to a terrible start.
Why is that?
I use the expression high rollers from Aspen, of which he used to be one. I didn't mean it to be a derogatory term. He took it that way, which enabled us to have a very frank conversation and gave me a chance to learn more about how he transformed his focus from having his own airplane to buying his clothes at Costco.
Can you describe the role of Habitat for Humanity and then tell me why you think it appealed to Jim Calloway?
So the role of Habitat for Humanity is to help build homes, affordable homes. With Habitat, the homeowners are required to help build the home. So it's a bit of, you know, people helping themselves. And I think Jim really believed in people making an effort to educate themselves and an effort to create a better life for themselves and their children. And Jim himself was the first generation to go to college. He's a self-made man, and he really appreciated people that really wanted to make something more of themselves and provide for their family.
So what do you think his motivation was? Why dedicate himself so fully to that work?
He, you know, in the end, Jim just fought so hard to maintain his relevance, but he wanted to leave as big a legacy as he could possibly leave to enhance his reputation for helping people. It was his total focus. I mean, his dog, his cat, and his nonprofits.
Did he have any flaws?
No, he was... Yeah, Jim would call, he'd talk to you, to hang up. You know, he realized that was just, he was done and never learned to say goodbye. But, you know, he knew what he wanted and he was going to go get it. But it wasn't for him, so it's kind of funny. All he wanted was attention. He wanted to give everything else away. You know, we're all human. I don't want to call them flaws or idiosyncrasies. I mean, Jim was adored by a lot of people.
That was Scott Gilbert, president of Habitat for Humanity of the Roaring Fork Valley, speaking about Jim Calloway. A memorial service for Calloway is scheduled for Saturday morning starting at 10 at the Orchard in Carbondale.